Now, this job has been pretty interesting. You started at the beginning of spooky season.
Yeah.
So what have you had the pleasure of enjoying?
A lot of mental breakdowns.
But we get so busy. I think my whole thing is my mood swings are the hardest thing to deal with. Because I'm bipolar.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate here with your host, Selena Spookyboo, and today we have a special guest, this asshole.
Oh, whoa.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Was that me or you?
That was me. I was ready to say hello.
Okay, say hello.
Hi, everyone. I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you.
Taylor is actually my new husband. Adam and I broke up, and I thought it would be good to introduce you.
Yeah, but I do want to say firsthand that there will be no better husband than Adam himself. I can never live up to his glory.
Yeah, what happened to Adam?
It really, really hurts me to say this every time. He left your ass.
He did. He left me.
Yeah. Girl named Sabrina.
Yeah. Who would have known?
Yeah. She was 64.
64.
That's crazy.
She had weird hair. Okay, guys. Obviously, I'm kidding. This is Taylor. Taylor has been in my life for a very long time, but his official status now
is her side piece.
Okay. Yeah. Also, also known as my assistant, which is awesome. Actually, funny story on how Taylor and I came to be friends. I was working at Fear Farm as a manager, doing some haunted fun shit. And guess what? This kid comes in for an interview, and he was great. And I hired him. And then that was like many years ago. He was 16, and now he is
21. Crazy. But you know what? As much as it grosses me out, I'll always be younger than you.
Thanks for the reminder.
How was your day today?
Dead air. I wasn't ready to talk to you yet. We were talking about my eyelashes.
Yeah, I walked in this morning, and instead of saying hello, the first thing she says is, "Taylor, I ripped out all my eyelashes last night."
I get lash extensions, and I had like a little sty going on in my eye, and I got stressed and I plucked those fuckers off, and it took a lot of my natural lashes. So now I'm back to strip lashes. I'm gonna let my lashes grow out for a little bit, but my God, do I not like gluing eyelashes on? Because before I got up in the morning and what did I do? Just leave. I just left.
Yep.
And now I don't.
We walked into Winners and she grabbed like 4 packs.
Yeah.
And then we came home and there was an Amazon package and she had another 4 packs.
And then we went to Walmart and I got more packs.
Oh, yeah. We got the lash extensions.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Let's do that.
Oh, my God.
So about Taylor. Yeah. You should tell them about your wife and kids.
Okay, so I'm gay. I'm currently in a relationship. So yeah. All the guys out there,
hands
sorry.
Off. Hands off.
I mean, slide in anyways. kidding, I'm kidding. No, yeah, we've been together for a year and a half now. And I couldn't ask for anything better.
That's so sweet. Now, this job has been pretty interesting. You started at the beginning of spooky season.
Yeah.
So what have you had the pleasure of enjoying?
A lot of mental breakdowns. You know what? She did warn me at the beginning of it that it was going to be intense. And I'm glad it's in a house and not intense. But you know what? You say it's intense, but it's actually not horrible, you know? And I think I only say that because, oh my God, she's busy. She's busy as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's because we like doing what we do.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, we have to do this.
But we get so busy. I think my whole thing is my mood swings are the hardest thing to deal with. Because I'm bipolar. Oh my God, can we harmonize together for
sure.
a minute?
Sure. What do you want to, what's a word we can harmonize with?
Let's just do Old MacDonald. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Old. Ooh.
We gotta like. Okay, we gotta do it together. I gotta say, but I gotta know how you sing first, okay. So I can harmonize with
it. I can't sing, so let's just do it together. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I don't think we should ever do that again.
No, but it did get better at the end.
Yeah. Now I do have some questions. So this is a spooky fucking podcast.
Yeah.
But it's not just spooky. The way that it was described in some articles is if you like to look at the car accident when you drive by it, this is it. Like where you don't want to, but you have to. Are you a car accident watcher?
Yeah. But then I realized that I'm the problem. Because like traffic is backed up for no reason.
Babe. Oh.
Yeah, not the problem of the accident.
Oh, I was gonna be like, baby, everybody listen to this show is the problem, to be honest with you. Okay, now question. Sure. You've been on some spooky trips.
I have. We actually got back from a few not too long ago.
I want to hear how you felt. Because before, like, did you... Okay, let's start there. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Did you before you came to work here?
Yes.
Okay, now... How have things changed in the way that you see ghosts working here?
Yes. I would say it's like it's further developed into more of a I 100% know it's real.
Yeah.
Before I was like, yes, I did believe in it. But because I never experienced something myself, you still have that like itch in the back of your mind that's like, oh, someone's making this up. Someone is making this shit up.
No, exactly. Now, something that I find really interesting is you were able to come with us on some trips. And this Saturday, actually, I put out a series on YouTube. The first episode dropped on the Saturday that just passed. I hope you guys checked it out. It was The Haunting of Fear Farm. And that episode actually opened a can of worms. So we went there anticipating to see if the farm was haunted.
Yep.
And by the end of it, it really had nothing to do with the farm. Mm-mm. And it was weird to be validated. And before we were leaving the farm, we made it pretty clear that we were leaving in a couple of days for Salem, Massachusetts, right?
Salem what?
Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem what?
Massachusetts.
You got this. Keep going.
Salem, Massachusetts.
You're like totally not pronouncing a big part of the word.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts?
No, close. You're getting
Massachusetts.
There.
Massachusetts.
Massive two shits.
No, say it right. Massachusetts. Okay, well,
now I can't do it. Salem, Massachusetts. Salem, Massachusetts. Chusets.
It's a Chusets?
It's a S-C-H-U.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Chusets.
Chusets. Chusets.
Anyway, Salem, Mass.
Salem, Mass.
Great trip.
It was a great trip.
Yeah, it was fun.
So the first part of that, there's a two-parter in the series here, drops this Saturday.
I'm excited.
And I'm going to tell you, we got ghosts. We got demons. We have readings. We have practically like a banishment exorcism vibe going on. It was an intense fucking night. Look at me yawning talking about it. It's been a busy season.
And it's only beginning.
I want to hear about your Salem trip. Your trip to Salem. What'd you think?
It was a long drive. A very, very long drive.
Oh my God.
No, it was actually really nice.
And gassy.
It was supposed to be 9 hours.
Yeah, but it was like 20.
Took us 13.
Oh God, it took more than 13.
No. No, we did pretty good.
It was crazy because we wanted to leave so early in the day. It was like 7 o'clock at night. It was dark and we were like just over the border.
Yeah. But once we got there, it was insane. It's not what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
A lot bigger.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be like this tiny little road.
It's like apparently it's just like 40,000 people. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like 1/4 of my city, and my city's small.
That's where I grew up. Woodstock is that size. And then the whole witchy area is like this one little area of Essex Street.
But it's like so cute. Like every store is witch themed.
It's a goth cobblestone. Girl store. Goth girls, goth girls.
What was your favorite store?
Like I want to say Die With Your Boots On, but I feel like I can't say that.
Why?
Because the experiences we had, like some of them were great, but some of it was kind of.
We had a bad experience at that store?
Are you serious?
Am I missing something? What happened?
I don't want to see it in here.
Well, give me a hint.
No, I will talk about it later. If you don't remember, how do you not remember?
What was it?
No,
what was
so,
it?
I would say my favorite store was the Coven Cottage.
Was it when you got kidnapped for a couple hours?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got kidnapped for a couple hours?
Yeah, you were sleeping.
See, now I don't remember anything.
That's no. What chloroform does.
Tell them about the Airbnb.
Oh, my God. I'm wet just thinking about it. So I got in contact with this guy, and he gave us access to his Airbnb, which he was just putting out.
Which is crazy, because it was free, too.
Yeah, and, like, we walked in not knowing what to expect, because he never sent any pictures or anything. This was the most magical place I've ever been.
Ever.
Like, to your walk in, to your left, there's a room just based on ravens. It was dark.
It was
like
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep, sexy. Keep going to the left. It was like a fairy enchanted room.
Felt like Harry Potter.
Yep. Bathroom. Okay. You take spooky shits there.
Yeah, spooky shits.
The whole kitchen, it was so nicely done. Like, he had the plates and napkins all set for us. And there was, like, a cauldron as a light.
That was so cool. But tell them about the living room. The living room. The living room.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if they want to know about the living room.
I think they want to know about the living
room. You want to know about the living room?
Yeah. 10 likes.
Well, I guess I'm not telling them.
No. Okay. Like.
Perfect. So he had this crystal ball Alexa lamp.
Crystal ball Alexa lamp.
That when you told it, he had like a whole list of like these spells. When you told Alexa these spells, she would do magical things for you.
Magical
like.
Things. What was it? What was the one? Remember it.
There was. Oh, you like want me to say one?
Yeah, literally say one of the spells.
Candles rise before my eyes.
And then all the candles in the house parlor, turned on, yeah. Which was insane. You got it. Feels like the season of the witch.
Yeah. And which is so funny because the lights turn to this like orange hue.
Mm-hmm.
Everything turned like all the candles turn on and all of a sudden they start playing
the season of the witch,
which is funny on our way there. That's like Selena's one of her favorite songs of the season.
Yeah. The Lana Del Rey one.
Mm.
The season of the witch.
She's so hot for no reason.
I know. And I like her now that she's thicker. Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Where are we going this Friday?
Fright World.
They hit the syllables.
I could hear that.
It was
in
like Fright World.
Yeah.
I knew exactly.
Yeah, we're going
we were
to
going.
Six Flags in Buffalo to Fright World, which I guess is like the equivalent of Halloween Haunt, but so much
spookier. So yeah, we're heading there. It'll be fun. But I think that now you are my assistant and stuff here. I want 5 minutes of you telling them about yourself because you're going to be on here every once in a while.
Yeah.
So talk about you. I want to hear all about you. I want to hear about your spooky shit. I want to hear all the shit.
Okay. So I was born a very long time ago. And
long, long day ago.
I grew up with a passion for musical theater. And then it quickly changed in high school to film and television. And so I went to school in Toronto for 2 years for film and television. But as probably most of you know, it's one of the most impossible things to get into and get recognized. So I kind of put that to the side and, I started a small business, and I just worked a part-time job as a server. And then this bitch over here
Hi.
Came along and was like, you need me, don't you?
I didn't say that, did I?
I'm being nice.
Oh, okay.
She's like, you're one of my friends and I wanna be with you more often than I am. Because I was lucky to hang out with her once a year.
I don't hang out with anybody. That has been kind of like, I hung out with friends the other day and what did everyone say? I haven't seen you in a year and I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep.
So I started working for her and my job pretty much is to keep her head on straight.
Yay.
Yeah. It has its moments.
You're doing a good job. It has its moments. Sometimes I'm mean, but then I feel really, really bad.
Like, it's like mean to nice. It's like 80-20.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I would say like 40-60. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. She'll look at the tear coming from my eye.
That's been there for 10 minutes.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has.
No, I just felt it come out. Dropped out.
I just want a sparkler.
We've been filming new TikToks and stuff, and it's been absolutely hilarious.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You know what I'm so excited about, though?
What?
Is that your friend Selena has invited us to her new Airbnb.
Yeah, I have a friend named Selena who has a really cool Airbnb. So make sure to tune into my Instagram stories so you guys get the link to that. It's like horror themed, which is going to be friggin' cool.
We literally were just thinking about, we're like, we need to do something like local. That's like creepy. And then she messaged us out of the blue.
Yep.
And was like, hey guys, I'm putting this up for October. You got to stay here. So
we were like, absolutely.
I'm excited to see what it's all about.
We were like, absolutely. But yeah, I want to like, something that we do here on the podcast. I want to hear about your absolute favorite horror movies. Cause I know you're not like too much into scary stuff, but like, what is your favorite?
I really like the Conjuring series.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't watched them all, have you?
No. Which tells you something. If I don't want to watch the movie because I think I'm going to shit myself, you did a good job. Because I think the moment I realized that it was like really good was when you had a preview for the new one that came out last year. And so we watched it.
In my basement.
Yeah, we watched it. And I was really like, I didn't leave or anything. Like I managed it. But I was like, wow. If it was scary yet so cinematic, I was like,
I didn't even find that one scary at all. That one was kind of boring, to be honest.
Which is like fine, but like now I know that like some of the other ones are going to be good because you told me, you're like, you have to watch this one and this one.
Did you?
Anyways, but I would say that only because I know that I would enjoy it, and I like how they all intertwine with each other, and that's what I like.
Yeah, and some are like previous and beyond. Now here's the thing: did you watch the new Marilyn Monroe movie?
No.
Okay, so did you know? So the woman who played Marilyn was Ana de Armas.
Okay.
She believes she was haunted by Marilyn Monroe on the Blonde set. So I want to read that. Maybe this sounds very mystical, but it's true. Ana said at Venice International Film Festival when she opened up about playing Marilyn Monroe in Blonde. The Golden Globe nominee, 34, said she felt the spirit of Marilyn Monroe as she portrayed the late blonde bombshell in the upcoming Netflix film Blonde. As she spoke to the press during the film's world premiere Thursday at the Venice International Film Festival, I truly believe that she was very close to us. She was with us. She said, according to the Reuters, she was all she thought about and all she dreamt about, and she was all she could talk about. She was with me and it was beautiful. She also claimed that Monroe's ghost made her feelings known that she wasn't happy with how they were depicting her on camera. I think she was happy. Wait, wasn't? But, oh, okay. Would make her feelings known if she wasn't happy with how they were depicting her on camera. I think that she was happy. She would also throw things off the wall sometimes and get mad if she didn't like something. Maybe this sounds very mystical, but it is true. We all felt it. Writer and director Andrew Dominik, who based the film on Joyce Carol's Oates 2000 novel of the same name, said that they filmed it in some apartment where Monroe lived with her mentally ill mother, and they even filmed the death scene in the actual room where the Hollywood icon died. That's fucking crazy. Can you imagine going in her old house and filming that in that house?
I mean, if I was Marilyn Monroe, I probably wouldn't be happy either.
Well, no, but like, can you imagine you're playing her, you're in that bed and you need to film, like you literally have to, oh my God.
It's gross. I just got shivers down my spine.
Right? It definitely took on elements of being a seance. The Australian auteur, 54, admitted, noting that the filming began on August 4th, the same day she died at age 36 from an overdose in 1962. Blonde was met with rave reviews after its premiere on Thursday, which earned an 11-minute standing ovation, according to Deadline. Whoa. The actress previously explained to L'Oreal official that my job wasn't to imitate Monroe, adding, I was interested in her feelings, her journey, her insecurity, and her voice, in the sense that she didn't really have one. Monroe's estate has since praised her performance based on the trailer alone. Mark Rosen, president of entertainment for Authentic Brands Group, which owns the Marilyn Monroe estate, noted in a statement to Variety that Monroe is a singular Hollywood and pop culture icon that transcends generations in history. Any actor that steps into that role, they have big shoes to fill, Rosen added. Based on the trailer alone, it looks like Anna was a great acting choice, and she captures Marilyn Monroe's glamour, humanity, and vulnerability. What are your thoughts on Marilyn Monroe?
I don't really know much about her because she kind of like was on the...
But she's an icon.
Oh, 100%. But it doesn't mean like... It's same with Elvis. Like, it was just like, I understand my parents enjoyed these people when they were younger, but I wasn't introduced to what they were iconic for, in a sense.
So you've never seen like... But we all grew up like seeing pictures of her and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never seen a movie with her.
Okay. Never.
Never.
But you know her, like, what do you know her as? Because I know we have kind of a generational gap. So, like, what do you know her as, like, in your mind?
Well, I knew, like, even without too many people saying it, I knew she struggled a lot. Yeah. And I think that was one of those, like, she was the definition of beauty standards, but she didn't believe it. And then she went through so many transitions where people thought she had to be a certain way. So she tried to be that certain way, but she wasn't that way because she's naturally just didn't look like that.
But she really liked it. It's crazy because there's a lot of speculation around her death. Some people think that, you know, she did have an overdose. There was an affair with JFK. So people think, I think it's JFK, but people think that she was murdered because he was married. Because it wasn't like, it was like days later that this all happened. And they say when you go like through her whole thing that there was like a needle print or like a needle mark in her chest or something. Like they could have like shot her. And like personally, my own gut feeling, she didn't overdose. I know she struggled a lot. She really wanted to have children. She couldn't have children. She had a bunch of miscarriages. And just the way she died, it just doesn't feel authentic to me. I don't think she killed herself.
It's hard to say because... If you think about it, like, not too many people nowadays pass away for those reasons. Only because, like, saying murder or whatever, because they're so hard to touch.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that was the same case back then or it was kind of more willy-nilly. But I feel like it had to have been someone really important because there was no mess.
No. And I see her, like, have you ever seen her death photos?
No.
Ooh, I'll show you those later. It's just weird. She doesn't even look like her.
Ooh.
No, she doesn't look like her at all. I don't know. It's just so strange. Have you heard of Jasmine Chiswell?
No.
So she's in LA, lives in LA, lives in Marilyn Monroe's old house. And I'm going to show you what she looks like, okay?
Oh, she looks exactly like her.
Yeah. Do you know who she is?
It's ringing a bell now.
Okay. I'll show you a photo just to like remind you. But that's literally her.
Yes, yes, yes.
She looks just like her. I saw her at VidCon. Like, we walked by her and I was like, oh my God. Like, it was just that's bananas. Crazy. But she lives in Marilyn's house.
Hmm.
And she says her ghost is there and she sees the ghost.
Wow.
And she can like feel her there sometimes and stuff like that, which is just bananas to me.
Yeah, I'm like surprised you're not like freaking out about it.
I know. You know what's weird? When I was in grade 8, or was like, I don't remember where. No, it was grade 9. I went with this girl to her cottage and there was like a psychic lady there and it was like very intense. Like, she didn't speak to people. We saw her out walking one night and we like, she's like, girls, come sit with me over here. And it was very strange. So we sat on this bench with her and we were just kind of like, because she was kind of like a reclusive person, mm-hmm. but she was like known, like this is like way up. This is like 2 hours away. But she was like known as like someone who was like crazy psychic. And she like sat with us. She told us a bunch of stuff about my one friend that came true, which was very strange. But she's, I'm sure she said this to everyone. And like, obviously this doesn't hit right because of what I look like. But she said to me, she was like, darling, I want you to know you are a reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe. And I was sitting there as like this little goth kid. And I was like, I don't think so. But I hung on to that. Like, I kind of like hang on to it because she was just like so gorgeous and voluptuous. And I was just like, damn, I want to be Marilyn Monroe. What did you think of Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress?
I honestly didn't know what was happening. I just remember waking up and Instagram was just blowing up. And I was like, what's going on? And people are like, oh my gosh, Kim K's wearing this dress. She ripped it. She like, I can't believe she would do that.
Yeah, that silk can't be made again. Like, it was like a historical item. And she like, she lost 15 pounds so she could wear it. Because people talk about her, about Marilyn Monroe being really plus size and stuff. But she really wasn't. Like, she had more curves. No, she had more, she was curvy and stuff. But she wasn't like a big girl. But yeah, Kim lost 15 pounds to wear that. And then like the silk is a special kind of silk that you can't get anymore. And like, she literally ruined it. But here's my thoughts. Yeah, that's fucked up. And it was like a very like historical dress. But like, why couldn't you have just worn a different one? One that didn't like mean so much. Like, still was Marilyn's, but wasn't the like, I think it was the one where she sung, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh my God, do that.
Honestly, let's I wonder if it's copyrighted. Let's try.
But what I just don't understand is, if it was such a big problem, how did she even get her hands on it?
Well, Ripley's Museum I think owned it. And yeah, I think this is the dress here. I'm just gonna fast forward into it once this will pop in. Yes. You know, she really reminds me of Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Anna Nicole show?
No. I knew who she was and I saw her in certain things, but I didn't watch the show.
Bro, what a train wreck. I absolutely love her though. And I feel really bad for the end of her life and how things kind of went that way. Like, did you know what happened towards the end of her life? Okay, so there are so many videos out when she was pregnant and when she was so obvious she was on drugs and she was like messed up on things and it was really crazy. Yeah, it might have been before, but I'm pretty sure she was pregnant, but still, like, I think downers and stuff like that. It was very strange. You can find the clips on YouTube. She put in like Anna Nicole acting wild and it was hard to watch. So then she gives birth to this baby girl, right? Mm-hmm. She's in the hospital. At least this is how the documentary did. I don't know if this had actually happened, but her son was like 16, 17 at the time. Don't quote me on that. He's somewhere between 16 and 18.
Yeah.
Comes in, sees his mom, baby sleeping in the bassinet beside mom. He's in the chair at the end. Doesn't notice. He overdoses. Dies. Right there.
He overdoses.
Yeah. On the day that the baby girl is born, Dani Lynn. So she wakes up, finds that her son's dead. She has this brand new little girl, but her son is dead and she's destroyed. So then after she has this little girl, she goes on like all these like weight loss drugs and stuff. And something happened mm-hmm. where there was like a mix up and things she took. I don't know if it was an overdose, but she just took too many of some things. And then she was found dead. But like her whole story, like it hit so much on Marilyn Monroe's story in the same way.
Yeah.
But like, I just love watching. I love watching Anna Nicole. I'm going to make you watch some of it. It's good.
Are you okay?
I'm being really bad. But no. Yeah, we made a skit today.
Yes.
We totally did.
I'm Alexander.
And I'm Alexandria.
And we're
from LA.
Wow. Las, you already forgot Angeles. The script, eh?
I don't even know what's going on. But it's on TikTok. Please check it out. I want to do more, but I refuse to do things if they are not doing well. So, and I thought it was funny.
Looking at you.
You guys got to make this work for me, okay?
We want to go on a lot of adventures.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're actually leaving tomorrow, like I said. And we're going to go on like a little trip. We're going to stop at Niagara and Lake. And we're going to like do some bougie shit. I do want to go to the Screaming Tunnel, which is pretty important to me. But yeah, what else is there? We should talk about the Beck House real quick. Because the Beck House comes out in like 3 weeks. But I just want to say, like, we had so much fun there. We hung out with Tara, I was going to say Bailey. Tara and Paige, why do I want to say Bailey so bad?
I don't know. We were literally just chilling.
Yeah.
And Selena knew this girl. Mm-hmm. And was just like, Bailey. And we're all like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I don't know why I would ever even call. And I want to call her Bailey like constantly.
And it's not like we knew a Bailey or a Bailey was around.
No.
It was just a random name.
I don't even know a Bailey.
I know one.
She a bitch?
Yep.
Just watch your message. Why am I a bitch?
Yeah. No, she doesn't listen to this.
Okay, so. Now I want just cut that off before I get letters. Question though. I'm gonna rapid fire some questions at you so people can get to know you.
Sure.
Favorite TV show?
Golden Girls. I love that show.
It is easy to watch. Favorite drink?
Coke.
Favorite snack?
All Dressed chips from President's Choice.
That was specific.
Thank you.
Favorite family member?
My mom.
Second favorite family member?
My dad.
Third favorite family member?
My brother Jonathan.
Favorite dog?
Stanley.
Favorite of my dogs?
Gucci.
Why do you like Gucci?
Because she's so hard to love.
She is hard.
I
really
walk towards her. She goes, looks at me and goes, I don't think so.
I don't think
so. Like, oh, I want it more.
She's so weird.
We had
more rapid fire, more rapid fire. Favorite thing in school?
Favorite thing in school?
Favorite class?
Drama.
Favorite movie?
Mamma Mia.
Hocus Pocus, isn't it?
That's my favorite Halloween movie.
Wait.
But what is my favorite? Okay, go.
Favorite Christmas movie?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
That one's so good. Favorite color?
Orange.
Favorite tattoo?
My rose.
Favorite sex position?
I'm abstinent.
He is. He's actually a virgin.
Doggy.
Yeah. Ruff, ruff. How do we close this off? We didn't like come into this with a plan. I just want you guys to meet Taylor and get to know him.
We didn't even talk about the back house and you just asked for it.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? They should watch the video. It's going to come out the week before Halloween.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it.
If you're listening to this, and if you're listening to this, tomorrow we're going to be scared and spooky at Six Flags and I'm so excited.
And the day after that.
What?
Wait, what happens on Saturday?
I don't know. Why'd you remember?
My YouTube video drops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first time in Salem. We also just got back from a haunted trip this week. We were at the mill in Tilsonburg and it was fucking terrifying.
You know, there's so many places that are creepy and like haunted. And when you say haunted, it doesn't always mean it's a bad haunt.
Yeah.
Haunted is just the presence of things or beings that have already passed on.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
It was insane.
There's a lot of history in that building.
There is. But I can't wait for you guys to see that. And I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I know it was just kind of a coaster episode. Things have been really wild. I know we're expecting like some really big episodes for Halloween. And I'm hoping Taylor can help me plan a fucking banger for Halloween for you guys. So make sure you're still sending in your stories. Go to the website, The Haunted Estate. And good news, on October 3rd, The Haunted Estate merch is finally dropping. You're going to fucking love it.
I'm so excited.
No, you're going to love it. It's what's the quality like, dude?
It's like a good 6 out of 10. I'm kidding. No, she literally brought it out and it's her face. You know the logo.
They've seen it.
Yeah, where she's like, woman. It just says woman. Oh, and I want it. And I'm buying one.
And the quality is really good. It's just like acid wash material, but you can wash it a million fucking times and it looks the same, which is what I wanted. Yeah. I hate when you buy those sweaters and you wash them once and they have the balls all over them and they just look dirty. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning into this episode of The Haunted Estate. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. Watch me on TikTok, baby. I love you, Boo Crew. Don't make a permanent decision on temporary feelings because sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. You're not going to stay in that same place for long. I love you. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.